appreciate what the Lord is doing. Amen. If you haven't got your miracle yet, it's on the way. He will bring it to pass. My God, my God. You won't be disappointed. He will bring it to pass. Father, we give praise and honor to your name. We thank you for this, your people. Bless them and strengthen them now. Send a word, Lord, that will encourage their hearts. Get the demons off their backs and put a pathway of light before them. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to look at the book of Genesis chapter 32. Genesis chapter number 32, starting at verse number 24. Amen. All right, we can read that together. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled he with a man. Go. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, because as a prince Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore? Amen. Amen. I want to use a subject. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? And as a subtopic, breaking the spirit of normalcy. Breaking the spirit of normalcy. Amen. You may be seated in his presence. Amen. God is a good God. But every time I think about him, I can't help but praise him, because he's worthy of my praise. I want to go down praising. Amen. What a great God. How bad do you want it? I ask this question because this will determine whether or not you receive it. Jacob didn't know exactly what he wanted, but he wanted something. And I'm sure there are someone in this audience, I don't know what it is, but I know there got to be more for me. I don't know exactly what it is, but I want something from the Lord. Jacob is not wrestling with just a man. He is wrestling with an angelic being. He is someone, amen, that is out of his league. And I want to say today that if you are wrestling with something that's out of your league, how bad do you want it? God has showed you something, and you are saying, Lord, how? I don't have the education. I don't have the friends. I don't have the connection. And God's question is still, how bad do you want it? So he's not wrestling with just a man. He's wrestling with angels. And angels are able to take out 10,000 with one blow. But Jacob says, I'm here now. And I will not let you go except you bless me. Hallelujah. And I wonder, is there anybody in here that's willing to hold on and say, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. He is wrestling with what is out of his control. The easiest thing in the world to find is to find someone to blame for your condition. Some of what's wrong with you now, you have nothing to do with it. Like Jacob had nothing to do with why he was the way he was. Remember, the name Jacob means thief. And they named him Jacob. He had nothing to do with it. He had no sensitivity of grabbing his brother's feet. He couldn't control that. But he was given this name, Jacob. And he wrestled all his life. Because regardless of what he did, it was not enough. And so every time they said Jacob, what he heard was thief. And sometimes we are fulfilling things in our lives right now because of what somebody did to you when you was a child. It could have been words that were spoken over you. And I found this out in Theophostics, that sometimes you can be affected in the womb. I was in this class and went up to Northern Virginia. And of course, I don't know why they always pulled me out front some kind of way. And anyhow, they was going through my past. And I was up there, a grown man, a preacher, crying in front of them people like a baby. Why? Because there was something that was not in my conscious mind, but in the background of my mind, it was playing. And I'm not the only one. Some of you in here now got something in your background that's holding you back. Isn't that something? Born with a hindrance. My. Had nothing to do with it. But I have a mind to succeed and be successful. How bad do you want it? Jacob could have blamed God. Because then his mama came along. You know what she did. She added to it. She taught him how to steal. She taught him how to steal. Said, well, I tell you what, Jacob, you're going to get it. What I want you to do is, Jacob said, I can't do that because my skin is too smooth. She said, well, I tell you what, just get some animal skin and put on your neck. But I ain't gonna smell like him. That's all right. I got that too. You got to remember, I'm the one that taught Esau how to make that stew. All you got to do is get in place. And when you get in place, I got the stew ready. And he brought that stew in there to his dad. And when he brought it in there, the dad said, wow, this stew is good. But amen, it's something, the feel is Esau. But something strange about you. And at that time, Jacob was scared to death, but I don't care what you say, I'm here now. So he could have blamed that on God. And then after that happened, Jacob had a trick pulled on him. In love with this beautiful woman. Worked 7 years for her. Got in the bed and made passionate love to her. Only to wake up in the morning. And there is a cross-eyed lady laying up in the bed with him. Lord, help us, Jesus. So he could have blamed that on his uncle. And then Jacob say, let me see what I'm going to do here now. I haven't changed my name yet. Matter of fact, I don't know why I'm dysfunctional. There might be somebody in this room that's wondering why you are dysfunctional. Something hid down in your DNA that you don't know anything about. But why am I not functional? My God. One of the things that the devil don't want you to do is to fight for your change. As a matter of fact, what God allows in your life is to bring out of you what's in your life. So stop complaining about what's holding you back and thank God for holding you up. Hallelujah. Stop complaining. Because the same thing that you think that is holding you back is the thing that got you hold up, because God got something in store for you. Amen. You can't judge me from my past. I got a future. I wish I had somebody in here just to jump to your feet and say, I got a future. Oh, Lord, have mercy. That's what you got to realize. No demon in hell gonna be able to stop me. I got a future. Amen. Hallelujah. One more time. Can I get somebody to jump up and say, it ain't over till it's over? Amen. I want you to tell your neighbor, it ain't over. Now tell another, hey neighbor, it ain't over. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You see, sometimes it seems strange how God will let you start off with a disadvantage. And the reason why he let you start off with a disadvantage is that no flesh should glory in my presence. Hallelujah. And when it get done, you're going to know it was God that did it. Through the Bibles, we have stories of people that was born with disadvantages. And this disadvantage is the only reason why they are in Scripture. One of the ones was the woman in the New Testament. And I want to know, do you want it bad enough to be embarrassed? See, some of us don't want to be embarrassed. But there was a woman in the Bible that had an issue of blood. And when you got an issue of blood, you stay hid. Ain't that something that when you get trouble, people tell you to hide? But she said in herself, see, you got to wake up something on the inside of you. It's there. Hit your chest and say, it's there. You got to wake it up. She woke up that thing on the inside of her. And say, I ain't gonna stay back here in the corner and bleed myself to death. She decided to go out in the crowd. And she was weak because she had waited so many years. And she was plowing her way through the crowd. But see, her self-talk said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole again. And so every time she was this elbowing herself through, I know it's hard, but if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I don't have to hug him. I don't have to. I don't have to, amen, get his full attention. Matter of fact, I don't even have to. He don't even have to see me. I'm gonna be down at his feet, but if I can just touch. What are you telling yourself? If I can but touch the hem of his garment. Woo. She got here, but it wasn't easy. She wanted it bad enough to be embarrassed. Some of us want to be sophisticated. Act like you're gonna do things on your own. But when God press you and bring you out, don't get nervous, I'm feeling good. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole again. she wanted it bad enough, she wasn't gonna get discouraged. She had the elbow. Can you imagine the crowds of Jesus? Sometimes he would have 5,000 around him, but she would be down at the ankle. I might be on the bottom right now, but I'm headed to the top. And she elbowed her way through, and everybody around him trying to get his attention. But this woman was at his feet, and she said, if I can, but I don't want no audience. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know I will be made whole again. And she touched his garment and was made whole again. And I want to ask you again, do you want it bad enough to risk your life? There was a young lady by the name of Esther. Esther had the sentence of death on her. Esther said, all I want y'all to do is face. All I want y'all to do is pray for me. Just pray for me. Hallelujah. Just pray for me. Hallelujah. Pray for me. And I'm going to see the king. But I want to change so bad that if I perish, let me perish. But I'm going to see the king. Do I have determined people in here that I don't care what come or what go, I will not stay in this condition? I've been here long enough, not only for me, but amen, I got people behind me. And you know what else she said? This is what her uncle said. How do you know that you have not come to this point for such a time as this? You see, you think you're here just for you, yourself, and I. But you've been called at this time for a purpose. How many of y'all feel a call of purpose on the inside of you? And the reason why you've been fought is because you are called for such a time as this. Don't have to worry about what you're going to say. Just get up and God said, I'll speak for you for such a time as this. Let me ask you another question. How many of you want it bad enough to be called a dog? How bad do you want it? This woman came to Jesus. It's bad enough to have people call you a dog, but Jesus called that woman a dog. So I can see some of y'all now. A dog. Call her a dog. She said, Lord, I want you to come and heal my daughter. Jesus said, it's not lawful for us to take the bread of the children and give it to the dog. And she said, that's all right, you can call me a dog. I'm a dog. But even the crumbs from the table. Woo, Lord have mercy. In other words, I'll do more with crumbs. Stop complaining about what you don't have. God is about to promote you. You might not be living on a hill, but God is about to promote you. Tell your neighbor, God is about to promote you. And you can't work enough to get this. You can't work enough to get this. God is going to promote you. Tell them the reason why I've been going through what I've been going through is God is getting ready to promote me. Woo! I'm almost finished. I'm almost finished. Woo! How bad do you want it? Now let me ask you another question. Do you want it bad enough that you got, even though you got money in your pocket, you're willing to climb a tree? Y'all know I'm talking about Zacchaeus. He heard about Jesus. I want to see Jesus. But he was short. Some of y'all in here got a handicap. But God gave you that handicap to see how bad you want it. Stop complaining about your handicap. Because the handicap is what you're going to step on when you go to your next level. You are going to come from, and people will not recognize you in your next level. Do you want it bad enough to be obedient to Christ? Give up what you think is certain for that which is uncertain. What I couldn't afford, God made the way out of no way. And I'm telling you this story because you can know I'm not here because I had a lot of money. The only thing I had between us, the two of us, we had enough faith to be obedient to the call of Christ. And then after this, the next thing I know, I was going to ride in my Volkswagen, give the Cadillac up. The next thing I know, I'm riding in a Mercedes. The kind of God we serve is able. I didn't buy the Mercedes because I got a lot of money. I bought the Mercedes so that my people could say, if Pastor can do it, I can do it. So I want you to know, I didn't start off. I didn't start off because I had a lot of money. The only thing I had was faith to believe God. And God told me, I will show you my glory, but no flesh should glory in my presence. And since that time, God has made a way out of no way. He's a mighty good God. And I want to say to you right now, you are in the condition that you are in so that God can deliver you. The struggle is what makes you strong. I was telling someone the other day, even the tree that comes up out of the ground struggle. It got to struggle to get up out of the dirt. And then it spreads its leaves. And then the sunshine start helping it. How many of y'all got the sun helping you now? So I got up out of the grave. I got up out of the dirt. Now the sun is helping me. And then when the wind start blowing, it just make my root go down a little. Amen. Can anybody here say, I'm not about to go back from God now? Oh, y'all ain't said that y'all convicted. I'm not about to go back on God now. I'll die before I go back. God will make a way out of no way. But we wanted it bad enough to do what God tell us to do. Amen. And the benediction that we say each Sunday, I was in the church, and we must have had about 12 or 13 inches of snow. I got out of the house and made my way to church. And God gave me that benediction. I reach out into the impossible and grab hold and hold until the impossible become the visible and the possible. All things are mine. I shall suffer no loss. I belong to Christ and Christ. And as short as my memory is, I didn't write it down. But I remember the words. So when I'm giving y'all those words, they are coming from a snowy day with about 13 or 14 inches of snow in the church by myself. And God told me, said, anoint the stool. We ain't had no musician. God raised up musicians in the church. He told me everything I did, and I followed his instruction. So when you see me, I'm following the instruction of God. I wanted it bad enough, but I will not willing to substitute things for God. Tell your neighbor, you can't substitute things for God. He got to be number one. And if God can do it for James Harris, he can do it for you. Amen.